Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players. The head coach.
Again, his speed. You can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win today in Brooklyn, 109-94. Not a great day, though, if you're a fan of players staying healthy. Giannis Antetokounmpo rolls his ankle at the end. Matthew Dellavedova, he rolled his ankle on D'Angelo Russell's leg. What else happened? John Henson, he came up a little lame on his hamstring. He would finish the game. And really, today, if it weren't for Eric Bledsoe in that fourth quarter taking over, Bucks might not end up winning this one despite being up by 28 points in the third quarter. The Brooklyn Nets used a 23-6 run in that third quarter, in the latter half of that third quarter, to really narrow the gap. And the Bucks only ended up with an 11-point lead heading into the fourth, and again, Eric Bledsoe takes over. Apparently healthy again today. He's 12 of 20 today, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, probably taking a couple of too many threes for my liking, but he's 3 of 8 from beyond the arc for 28 points. I think he had 14 in that fourth quarter for the Bucks today in 32 minutes. Welcome into the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Mitch Ross here, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out today, Anthony Mandela alongside, and we are just talking this one over with you today. Again, the Bucks win 109-94. Again, not a great day for injuries and things of those other terrors, if you will. I don't know what's going on here, but all of a sudden the Bucks can't seem to stay healthy with these guys. It started Thursday night where, you know, they announced Jabari Parker's coming back Friday night, and all of a sudden Malcolm Brogdon comes up with an injury on Thursday night. A couple of guys, you know, Giannis rolls his ankle late in that game Thursday as well. Weren't sure if he was going to play Friday, but he did, and obviously it was a good thing he did on Friday, because the Bucks probably don't beat the Knicks without Giannis or Jabari. Now Jabari is back, so that obviously helps the Bucks in terms of their depth. But again, being tested here with all these injuries so far here lately, definitely this week. And again, Bucks win 109-94. I want to talk a little bit today with the trade deadline coming up here on Thursday. The Bucks, obviously, several rumors are swirling, and everybody knows they need a big man, but I want to ask you guys today, 414-799-1250, tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan, facebook.com/105.7FM The Fan. I'm going to ask you guys, how far do you think this core of Milwaukee Bucks players, I guess, can take the team, you know, this season, maybe next season? And I guess a two-parter, who do you consider to be the core of the Milwaukee Bucks? I think at this point you look at it as Eric Bledsoe, Malcolm Brogdon, Jabari Parker, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you know, John Henson is your starting center right now. I guess you can maybe throw Thon in there. I mean, if Tony Snell, you know, how far do you think this team can go? And who do you consider to be the core of the team? Do you consider Eric Bledsoe to be the core? You got Chris Middleton as well. I almost forgot him. Chris Middleton, is he part of the core? So we're gonna ask you that today with the trade deadline coming up. A lot of rumors heat up here over the Super Bowl weekend and into this week, and obviously you're hearing a lot of juicy rumors and stuff. Teams are shuffling, jostling for position. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in a free fall. Tyronn Lue got the stamp of approval from ownership after they got blown out last night. So the Cavs are free falling. Bucks win today. They're 29-23, 6 games above 500. It's probably been since the All-Star break in 2015, when the Bucks were 30-23 at the All-Star break. That's probably the last time the Bucks were 6 games above 500 I would think. It's been a while. The strength of the gravitational pull of the 500 mark definitely is strong with the Milwaukee Bucks organization, but they appear to be taking a step. So again, we're going to ask you 414-799-1250. Who do you consider to be the core of the Milwaukee Bucks? And who do you think, how far do you think this core can go? Obviously, with the deadline coming up here on just a couple of days, what kind of moves would you like to see the Bucks make? Let's head out to the phones, talk to you guys. First up, as usual, Justin out in North Carolina. What's up, man? You're on the Milwaukee Bucks pick and save. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. That's a good, solid win by the Bucks. I would have liked to see them keep that big lead for a while so we could have guys on the bench. And but, you know, such is life. Henson played phenomenal. What was he, 18 and 19 or something? Or 19, something like that. Just played out of his mind.
John Henson, 19 and 18 with 3 assists, 2 blocks.
I guess that gives the Henson haters, they'll be quiet today. They won't have anything to call
was,
to say about.
Henson was tremendous today, which, you know, obviously he came up limping, but he finished today. One of the few guys to finish the game, it seemed like, today. Yeah, he was good, though.
Right. So when you talk about a question of the core, I would probably put Bledsoe, Middleton, Giannis, Jabari, Thon, and Snell, and Henson in there.
Yep.
And then, you know, the other guys are pretty serviceable. I mean, I guess you could technically you probably have to put Sterling Brown in there as well from the defensive presence he's showing off the bench.
Yeah.
But how far can we go? Depending upon matchups, I think we could potentially make the Eastern Conference Finals. It's starting to get guys healthy and starting to get guys to play because this bench is going to be even more formidable. The thing is with the trade, though, I don't want to mortgage – I'm not going to say mortgage the future, but I just don't want to give up a lot for a guy that's going to demand too much like DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
I think that his salary is going to be out of the roof. So I would like to see us sign Bogut, bring him back, and then get a good guy like O'Quinn or the guy from Atlanta – somebody like that. But,
yeah.
I mean, what do you think it would take to get Howard and Kemba? I mean, if we're going to make a big splash, that would be a big splash I like to see. But I think that might be a little bit too rich for our blood as well, too, though.
You're on the Dwight Howard bandwagon?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If he knows his role and comes in and just, you know, rebounds and blocks, I mean, but we need that.
I think if you're going to get Kemba and Dwight, you probably have to start with Chris Middleton or somebody like that who's got a little salary to him and maybe a Mirza Teletovic or somebody like that you know, because Mirza is kind of technically expiring at this point. If he doesn't play for 12 months, I think you can go and do something where you can get out of his contract or whatever. But you know, I think that'd be an extremely complicated move. I think I'd be pretty shocked if the Bucks ended up with Kemba Walker and Dwight Howard. Personally,
just give us some big man. I think we got enough scoring, but just give us some big man, and they want to throw in a shooter to come off the bench as well. Maybe or another trade would be a good one would be Tyson Chandler. Maybe bring back Jared Dudley to come off the bench and shoot. We just need someone to replace Teletovic's shooting off the bench because he was having a decent year before he got hurt, man.
Right.
But, you know,
he was.
We'll see, man. It's an exciting time to be a Bucks fan, like you said. 6 games above 500 at the break. It could potentially go anywhere up to 8 to 9, potentially.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks out before the All-Star break. Thanks for the call, Justin. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There he is, Justin in North Carolina. Dialing it up, 414-799-1250. He would like to see if the Bucks were going to make a splash move to get Kemba Walker and Dwight Howard. Like I said, I think that move is a little difficult. I personally am on the bandwagon of just kind of getting somebody maybe off the scrap heap, wait for buyout season. You know, there's Andrew Bogut's out there. He apparently would be open to coming back to Milwaukee. There's whispers of Joakim Noah getting bought out. Maybe you can get him on the cheap after he gets stretched by the Knicks or whatever they work out there with his bots, and maybe try to get somebody on the cheap. Otherwise, you know, a shrewd move like a Kyle O'Quinn or Dwayne Dedmon. I'm not sure how you're going to get that. I don't know what type of value their respective teams are seeking to extract for those guys' services. I haven't really looked at Dwayne Dedmon's number, so I don't have him in front of me off the top of my head, but I know he's obviously one of those guys that's a big body. I think he can step out a little bit and shoot, space the floor just a bit. I don't think he can shoot threes, but I think he has a nice little mid-range game. He's somewhat athletic and long. But again, I don't know what – I think it's going to take more than like a second-round pick, but I'm not giving up a first-round pick for either of those guys on the low end. And I don't know, maybe you can entice some people with some of the Bucks' younger players, some of the, you know, the DJ Wilson types, the Rashad Vaughns, the guys who maybe haven't gotten – necessarily a fair shake from the Milwaukee Bucks in their careers. You know, maybe a guy you can maybe try to, you know, they might have the perception of having some potential. Maybe you can give one of those lower level prospects type of guys from the Milwaukee Bucks to get one of those, I guess, lower level shrewd moves, if you will. Kyle O'Quinn, we got a nice look at him on Friday night when the Bucks beat the New York Knicks. He looks like a guy that could probably be perfect for the Bucks. You know, he's a big body. He's physical. He can shoot it a little bit. Definitely grabs boards. Got a great beard as well. So I could see going after Kyle O'Quinn. I know Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has sort of made fun of Bucks Nation for having an apparent odd love for Kyle O'Quinn, but I hope he got a good look at O'Quinn on Friday night. Let's head back out to the phones of the North Side. Trell. Trell, you're up next on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Bucks win today. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Great win today.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, the core for me for this team, it only goes like too deep.
Giannis and?
Jabari.
Yep.
Jabari would be my other. I think they got to find a way, figure a way out to get him signed this summer.
Yep. I think I'm with you. He looks good. I mean, despite the injuries, he's come back now. Today he looked good. He played more than 15 minutes today. I mean, he looked good. He's the type of guy that I know him and Giannis are very similar, but it's just like, man, if those guys, you know, get on the same page, they are tough to stop.
Yeah, I mean, and knock on wood, hopefully he's able to stay healthy going forward, but if he can stay healthy, there's no doubt in my mind he can be the number two on this team to Giannis. And if there's a deal out there where Chris Middleton can get moved, that we're going to get something that's going to really help us, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not a big Chris Middleton fan. I think when he was supposedly the best player on the Bucks team, this was before the ascension of Giannis, and now that Giannis has ascended, I don't like Chris Middleton really on this team anymore, and he's not a consistent enough player for me to go to bat for him. Yes, he's a pretty good player. He's a player that you probably can trade. He's got a friendly contract for the most part. If I can get somebody who I can build with going forward, I trade him. And as far as the free agent, I've been saying this. You guys actually stole my thunder. I've been saying this for a couple months now a month and a half since we were talking about this. Dwight Howard is playing some really inspired basketball right now, and he's a guy that won't cost you you know what I'm saying, a piece like the DeAndre Jordan or Hassan Whiteside, and you got him on the contract for next year too. So
do you think his personality would mesh with this group?
Well, I think he has a goofy personality just like Henson. Henson's always been Buffett's always said Henson's not as serious as he should. But the only thing about Henson and Dwight is Dwight's more consistent on the court than Henson. But one thing about Dwight, he does know this is Giannis' team, so that's a good thing, and I like that. Guys, going forward, they're bringing guys in. They know who team it is, so we won't have that, you know, that uproaring within the locker room or on the court or anything. He knows it's a Giants team, so that's a good thing. I'll be fine with Dwight Howard. As long as Dwight Howard is playing inspired basketball, he's going to be able to help this team. And I think that's the team the Bucks should be looking for to fill their needs as far as bench scoring. They talk about maybe moving Malik Monk. I don't know about the Kemba Walker, how much that would cost. But if I could maybe give them Bledsoe and take Kemba instead, I don't know if you'd do that deal or not.
You'd be avoiding the injury history. Let me ask you this before I let you go, Trell. I guess with the team as it is right now, how far do you think this core guy, the starting five, if you will, you know, Brogdon will be coming back probably right before April, a couple weeks before the playoffs start. How far do you think that this starting five can take us, or the Milwaukee Bucks?
I'd say the second round, depending on matchups, you know, depending on matchups. But I'd say they should be able to get past the first round for sure.
Yeah.
And the second round and see what happens. They could, it could not. I don't know if they're ready for the conference finals yet, but I guess we're going to find out in a couple months. So.
Yes, sir, we will. There he is, Trell on the North Side. Have a good day, man.
You too.
All right, thanks. There he is, Trell on the North Side, 414-799-1250. 12:50 he drops off. You can get on board. You can tweet at us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/105.7 FM The Fan. Asking you today, how far can this core go this season? And who do you consider to be the core with the trade deadline coming up here? Obviously, it's definitely plenty of rumors going to be coming up here in the next few days. We'll see what actually shakes out. But just again, asking you guys, 414-799-1250, how far do you think this core, this starting five, can take the Milwaukee Bucks? It is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's Frozen King Cheese Pizza here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. More after this.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, the Mayor Mitch Ross here today with you breaking this one down. Bucks win 109-94 in Brooklyn, kicking off a four-game road trip with a win. The Bucks go to 29-23 on the year, and they are 11-14 away from the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. Start with the box score here. Again, the Bucks win 109-94. John Henson, big game today. 30 minutes of action, 8 of 14 from the floor. That's 19 points and 18 rebounds today. 7 offensive rebounds for John Henson. A couple of blocks and 3 assists as well. 3 of 5 from the free throw line for the Gadget. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 28 minutes, 7 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 2 from beyond the arc, just 1 of 1 from the free throw line, not getting to the line as much today. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. One big block you'll hear coming up here later in the show here. He had one block as well. Did roll his ankle. Looked like he re-aggravated. I think that's the word. He re-aggravated his ankle that he injured the other night. Did not look good, but he did walk off on his own power. Did not return to the game. There was just a couple of minutes left as the Bucks were looking to hold on and stave off the Brooklyn Nets today. Chris Middleton, 31 minutes of action for Middleton. 7 of 11 from the floor. 16 points. 4 rebounds and assist, 2 couple of turnovers for Middleton as well today. Eric Bledsoe, story of the game, probably fourth quarter, he went off. He would carry the Bucks to victory. 28 points today for the Bledsoe. 12 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 turnovers, and a steal as well for Eric Bledsoe. Tony Snell, get this one, 31 minutes, 0 for 4, 0 of 1 from beyond the arc, 3 rebounds, 1 block, 0 points for Tony Snell in the Bucks 109-104 victory over the Brooklyn Nets today. Jabari Parker, 17 minutes today, so he exceeded the 15-minute threshold that he was supposedly supposed to be on, but we'll see if they're going to maybe crank that up a little bit every game going forward. He's just 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 1 from beyond the arc. Good to see Jabari hit a three-pointer there. 6 of 6 from the free throw line, so definitely able to get to the free throw line just coming back from injury, which is tremendous to see. 1 rebound for Jabari, 2 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal for Parker. That's good. He had 11 points on the day. Thon Maker, 18 minutes, 4 of 8 from the field, 0 of 1 from beyond the arc, 6 rebounds for Thon, and 8 points for Thon Maker. Matthew Dellavedova also rolled his ankle. He would not return in the fourth quarter. 14 minutes, 2 points for Delly, 2 of 2 from the line. That was it. 2 assists, a rebound as well for Delly. Jason Terry, 2 minutes of mop-up time at the end. Sterling Brown, 26 minutes today. He was also 0 of 4 from the floor. 4 for 4 from the free throw line, though, for 4 points. 8 rebounds for Sterling Brown, so that's good to see. Sean Kilpatrick, the other guy, getting 8 minutes today. 2 of 2 from the floor for 5 points against his old mates. Bucks shoot 51.9% from the floor today. 8 of 19 from beyond the arc. That's good for 42% as well. 17 of 21 from the free throw line. They hold the Nets to 41.1% shooting today. They were 9 of 29 from the beyond the arc and 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Nets outscored the Bucks 31-21 in that third quarter. Obviously, major issue of that was the 23-6 run the Nets would lay on the Bucks to really close the gap. The Bucks but were up by as much as 28 points about midway, you know, early to midway through that third quarter. Again, the Bucks win 109-94. Improved to 29-23 on the season and 11-14 away from the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. The Nets, They fall to 19-35 on the season. Quick look at the standings, too. Obviously, we're watching as the Cavaliers are in a free fall. They are 30-21. The Bucks now, as I speak right now, are just a game and a half out of that three spot in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, the three spot. And just one game out of the four spot as the Wizards. They won again today, so they're 30-22 on the year. They are one game ahead of the Bucks. The Bucks currently tied with Indiana, but have one less loss on the year. Again, 29-23. Asking you, 414-799-1250, how far do you think this core can go with the trade deadline looming? By core, I mean starting five, however you want to look at it. Maybe you can narrow it down. I know Trell did in the last segment, narrowed it down to just Giannis and Jabari, saying everybody else is expendable at some point. I tend to agree with him, but I still want to keep this team for the most part intact. I'm all for the shrewd move at the center position. I think everybody and their brother knows that the Bucks need help at the center position. That's no secret. Obviously, they got the win Friday night, but they were out-rebounded by 20 on Friday night, somehow got the win. So, obviously, the Bucks need help on the interior, and I don't think that's any secret to anyone. So, you know, I guess we'll just have to grin and bear it as we go along here. Trade deadline coming up in a couple of minutes here, a couple of days. So we'll see what kind of rumors come out on this snowy Super Bowl Sunday. If you guys are out making your way to your, if you're making your way to your Super Bowl party, be careful out there. It looks like it has stopped snowing as I look outside here in beautiful Hills Corners. So still roads pretty rough though. So be safe out there as you make your way to your Super Bowl party. Again, asking you 414-799-1250. Tweet at us at 105.7FM. The Fan KS tweets at 105.7FM. The Fan tells me it was actually the other ankle for Giannis this time, so that's somewhat concerning. Obviously, ankles are very fragile for the Milwaukee Bucks, as we had a couple of guys roll their ankles today. So I don't know what's going on here lately, but these injuries obviously are going to be a factor as well when you come to the trade deadline. Malcolm Brogdon being out, 6 to 8 weeks is a significant chunk of the season. At a position of well, you had depth, but now that depth is tested. With Brogdon being out, we'll see if the Bucks go ahead and make a move for a Tyreek Evans or a Lou Williams, possibly one of those guys. Not sure what those guys are going to extract from the Bucks if the Bucks would so choose to go that route and bolster that backcourt depth. But obviously, that's a factor as well. These injuries popping up like crazy now. I mean, like I said, Giannis walked off on his own power, so we will see if he's okay. But he looked like he walked off, so. Obviously it looked bad Thursday night. He ended up playing the next night on Friday and hitting the game-winning shot on Friday. So we'll see, again, how he shakes out here. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side of the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show. We'll take a look at the defensive play of the game. Big block from Giannis as well. We'll also hear from Bucks head coach Joe Prunty coming up a little bit later as well. That's the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Bucks win 109-94.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Yes, it is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, the Mayor, Mitch Ross here, Anthony Mandela, other side of the glass. Getting your sports flashes, got one coming up here in a few minutes. Bucks win 109-94. A couple of injuries that we're hoping aren't serious today. John Henson grabbed his hamstring, he would go out, but he ultimately would come back in. And I actually hit the dagger shot, in my opinion. He took a 20-footer that he had no business taking, but he made it. And I believe that put the game pretty much out of range with about a minute to go in the game. In the Brooklyn Nets, down by as much as 28 in the third quarter, went on a huge run, would close the gap a little bit, but that's just the way the NBA operates. And now there was a play in that third quarter that really got the crowd going. You're going to hear a lot of oohs and ahs. Giannis rejects Jared Allen, which he's done. He's dunked on him a couple of times, had a nasty block on him here. This one courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Well, John has a three-year tour.
Right there, just one up and the Brooklyn Nets. At every turn, you thought you had an ankle breaker? Well, Giannis forced a dunk attempt. Big hook hits it on the finish off the lob by Chris Middleton. That was a double upper.
There it is, Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call on Fox Sports Wisconsin, giving you that highlight right there. Obviously, the oohs and ahs, you heard there's a crossover there by one of the Nets players. A couple of bucks fell, but there's Giannis as Jared Allen was going up to dunk it. Giannis just rejects him. He's really got Jared Allen's number. I tweeted out before the game that he just calls Giannis daddy because almost an identical play where Giannis dunked on him. I believe that was in the first half today, almost an identical one to the game on a couple of weeks ago when the Bucks hosted the Nets at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. That game actually was pretty identical to the game today where the Bucks just kind of cruised through the first half. The Bucks were up by 21 today at half. So, and then Brooklyn, again, had a good big third quarter to get themselves back into the game. So, but the Bucks ultimately would hang on and win by 15 today. They won by 25. Got a couple of late threes in that game a week ago Friday. So, obviously, Bucks win 109-94. Improved to 29-23. 6 games above the 500 mark as we head around in here. First game of a 4-game road trip. The Bucks will be in New York. They stay in the New York area. Take on the Knicks on Tuesday night. It'll be myself and Anthony Mandela as well on the Fan Extra stream on Tuesday night. So we'll see how that one goes. As again, the Bucks are in New York. Anthony and myself taking you through the recap of that one as well. The Bucks would go to the Florida two-step then as well on Thursday and Friday to round out the road trip back at home against Atlanta and Denver on Tuesday and Thursday the following week before they hit the All-Star break and have several days off. We're going to try to get ourselves through a week without, I think it's 8 days without Milwaukee Bucks basketball. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do it, but I'm going to have to because I got to be here the rest of the way as the Bucks having a seeming to have turned the corner since letting Jason Kidd go, as they are now 6-1 since Jason Kidd was fired. Joe Prunty appears to be having this team playing well as we go through here the month of January into February. Definitely team seems to be a little looser and playing with more confidence. You're seeing Giannis and some of the guys that have, you know, Giannis, a pretty small sample size, but he's shooting 50% from three here in recent games. So obviously if he starts going here from beyond the arc, hopefully he's healthy. Again, KS tweeting at us at 105.7 FM, the Fan, and at Mitch Ross MKE, that it was the other ankle that Giannis rolled. We got a tweet here from Matt Velasquez. Deli's right ankle, Matthew Dellavedova, that is, his right ankle wrapped up, but he was able to get his own shoes on and walk out under his own power. Did not talk with the media after today's game, but it looked like he apparently wrapped up himself and got out on his own power. So that's good to see. I know, obviously, after the game on Thursday, there were words out there that Malcolm Brogdon left the game with a cast on his leg, and he ended up, obviously, we got the bad news on Friday. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. So these injuries, obviously, going to be a factor for the Milwaukee Bucks. It happens to every team, but as the trade deadline looms here, the Bucks got to make some moves. Obviously, they're rumored left and right. Big man is obviously a big need at the center position. John Henson, a great game today against Jared Allen and the Brooklyn Nets. 19-18 today for Mr. John Henson today. So, but obviously, the Bucks got out rebounded by 20 on Friday night. Still came away with the victory. They were, rebounding today. The Bucks out-rebounded the Nets 40-25 today. So Brooklyn not doing a very good job cleaning up the glass. John Henson, 7 offensive rebounds today. Henson doing a very good job as the trade deadline looms. Asking you 414-799-1250. Also on Twitter at 105.7FM, The Fan. And on Facebook at facebook.com/1057FM, The Fan. Who do you consider to be the core of this Milwaukee Bucks team? And how far do you think that core can go? Core being starting 5, Eric Bledsoe, Malcolm Brogdon, maybe throw Sterling Brown in there, Chris Middleton, Giannis, Jabari, John Henson, Thon Maker. Who do you consider to be the core, and how far do you think that core can go? I think if the Bucks don't make a move at this point, say they stand pat, which I think would be a mistake, I think the Milwaukee Bucks could probably win a first-round series, depending on matchups. Now, obviously, with the Cavs being in a free fall at the 3 spot, the Bucks are a game and a half behind the Cavs as I speak right now for the 3 spot. If the Bucks can get a first-round home court advantage in the playoffs, I think that'd be huge for them. The Bucks have obviously been able to hold home court pretty well this year. So I think that if they can get that home series, get a favorable matchup. I don't know if Toronto's a favorable matchup, but let's see who it could. It could be Indiana. Indiana, the Bucks blew them out here and got blown out there. So that kind of cancels each other out. Miami, the Bucks have lost twice too recently, which hurts. So, I mean, I'll ask Anthony Mandela on the side of the glass his thoughts. And who do you consider to be the core, Anthony?
Starts with Giannis.
Yeah.
I don't think you've seen enough of Jabari playing with all those guys yet to to include him in that. And that's not a knock on Jabari, but the guy's played parts of a season with Giannis. He's played parts of a season with Middleton. This is his first time playing with Bledsoe. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I think right now the two guys that you can say, for me at least, are definitely part of it are Giannis and Chris Middleton, because those are the only two guys that have seen this ship through the playoffs, through more or less an 82-game season. And I know a lot of people aren't that big on Chris Middleton.
They were together for a 15-67 season back a couple
of
years
ago.
That's
true. They've been through the highs and the lows.
Right.
So I would say those two guys, nothing against Parker or Bledsoe, but we know what we have down the stretch in Giannis and Middleton. We still have to see how the other two play out. So it's really a toss-up. Right. It depends on who stays hot in March and early April.
I tend to agree with Trell, who called in a little while ago, 414-799-1250, that if you really whittle it down, the core probably just is Giannis and Jabari, I think, at this point. You know, it's just Jabari looks so good, and I think he's kind of a just that generational talent where it's just you can tell he's special. And, you know, I don't know if anybody else really on this team outside of Giannis and Jabari have sort of that ability.
Just innate sense.
Right.
To score the basketball.
And Malcolm's a great player. I honestly would probably put Malcolm right behind him. But, you know, unfortunate injury to him obviously is going to sort of hamper the Bucks season a little bit, hamper that point guard depth. Eric Bledsoe, luckily, returning to form today with 28 points in the win today. Bucks win 109-94. We will hit a quick break on the other side, get you the shot of the game. We still got to hear from Bucks as well here on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Bucks win 109-94. Time for a sports flash with Anthony Mandela.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is the only station Bucks fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mayor Mitch Ross here with you on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Bucks win today 109-94 over the Brooklyn Nets. Bucks go to 29-23 on the year, six games above 500, sitting the, let's see here, where are those standings again? I lost them already. The fifth seed in the East as it stands right now, just a game and a half away from the Cleveland Cavaliers in the third spot in the Eastern Conference, as the Cavaliers blown out last night by the Houston Rockets, 0-8. I'm sure that you'll hear a lot about that on the ESPNs of the world coming up here this week, how the Cleveland Cavaliers are struggling. They've definitely fallen way behind Boston and Toronto for the 1 and 2 seeds respectively here in the 2017-18 NBA season. Shot of the game now. Again, the Bucks win 109-94. Thon Maker brought his hands to Brooklyn along with the team here today. He catches an alley-oop from Giannis. Beautiful play, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Joe Harris can't score in the restricted area. Giannis has the rebound, keeping an eye on Harris, who came up from behind. And still saw Thon Maker open for the lob.
Can I tell you how difficult of a pass that was for Giannis, coming down with his left-hand dribble, having to pinpoint that thing right on the money to Thon Maker.
And that highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Marcus Johnson, Jim Paschke on the call today from Brooklyn. Thon Maker, 18 minutes, 4 of 8 from the floor. A couple of nice alley-oops from Jabari Parker, one there from Giannis, as you just heard. 8 points for Thon today, 6 rebounds. Again, he brought his hands with him, catching the ball just fine today. For sure in that first half. Again, Bucks win 109-94. Asking you, 414-799-1250. Also tweet at us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Who do you consider to be the core of the Milwaukee Bucks with the trade deadline coming up here on Thursday. Also, how far can that go? Core go? Probably. I guess I'm just talking this year with the starting five. Obviously, considering the injury to Malcolm Brogdon, he should be back by playoff time. I don't think it's unreasonable to expect a playoff victory this season, depending on matchups and if the Bucks do indeed get a first round home court advantage in the playoffs. I think winning a first round series is not out of the realm of possibility with the way this team's been playing the last couple of weeks since letting Jason Kidd go. And, you know, teams playing loose. I think that barring matchups, I think the Bucks can win a series. I know their goal at the beginning of the season was the Eastern Conference Finals. I know Jason Kidd started to fluctuate those goals and moving the goalposts a bit on his season before he inevitably or ultimately was let go. But I think the goal still remains for the team to win 50 and make the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, winning 50 games at this point is pretty tough. They'd have to get really hot. But I think if they do get 50 wins, they might be for sure good for the four seed, I would say, in the Eastern Conference playoff race as it shakes out. Scott is in Rice Lake. He's calling to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Scott, who do you consider to be the core of this team?
Well, I think the core is basically set, but as far as the big man goes, who would you like to see as far as you? Either I like Tyreek Evans or Dwight Howard. I'd like to see either one.
Well,
as long as you don't have to kill too much, who would you like to see?
Tyreek Evans is a guard. He's a wing. He's not a center. He can't really help you there. Dwight Howard would be okay, I guess. I don't know. His personality, I don't know how well it jives. He's making a lot of money. I would prefer.
I think Howard can give us what John Hanson did today. He can do that.
Oh yeah, I think
more
that.
More often than not,
Dwight Howard falls out of bed, I think, and can get you, you know, 19 and 15.
Right.
On any given day, I think that's easy Dwight Howard game right there. So I mean, obviously, I will agree with you there. Thanks for the call. How's the weather up there, by the way, Scott?
Oh, it's a little chilly today. Got a little snow, but we're doing all right.
Yeah, it's way up there, north of Eau Claire. Thanks for the call,
yeah.
Scott.
Thank you.
There he is, Scott in Rice Lake, dialing us up 414-799-1250. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to the Bucks getting Tyreek Evans. He's not a big man, but I think that. Considering the Tyreek Evans is only making $3.2 million or $3.3 million this year, he's on a prove it contract that everybody likes to say. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to get paid in the offseason with the year he's having. And I don't know where Memphis is. They're trying to tank. They shut down Mike Conley. I know Gasol's playing, but I bet you they would like to maybe not shut him down, but maybe give him a night off here and there.
Yeah.
And sort of try to accumulate losses and get a better draft position. So, but I do think that Memphis is trying to get a first round pick for Tyreek Evans.
I think that is a really steep asking price.
That is
for a guy that has never lived up to the expectations he had when he was a first round pick.
He was the
Kings.
Rookie of the year, and then he fell apart. He pulled a Brandon Jennings where he was good for about, you know, three quarters of his first season, and then never got any better.
Yeah, and think about how that shaped out. If I remember right, that season there were three finalists for Rookie of the Year: Tyreek Evans, Brandon Jennings, and Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
One team got that right.
Yeah. Well, and Steph Curry is Steph Curry. Dude's incredible. He's the best player on the best team in the league, probably. I guess you could argue Kevin Durant, but
sure could.
Tyreek Evans, 19.5 points per game this season in 31 minutes a game.
How many points did you say?
19.5 points per game, which his career average is 6.4 points per 16.4 points per game, his career average. He's taken 15.5 shots a game, shooting 46% from the field, which is pretty good for a guard forward such as Tyreek Evans. I think with the Malcolm Brogdon injury, you almost have to look at, you know, bringing in somebody to provide some backcourt depth. Now, Tyreek Evans would be obviously ideal for some scoring punch off the bench, depending on what you ultimately do with Jabari Parker. The bench could look a little bit different. I would prefer to just leave Jabari coming off the bench probably the rest of the season.
Me too.
Now, he can still play 35 minutes coming off the bench, but I would prefer to see him coming off the bench, you know, the rest of the way. But should the Bucks decide to change it up, you might have a situation where Tony Snell is coming off the bench again, which I prefer Tony Snell as a starter. I just think his chemistry with Giannis and stuff is better than most people that are in the starting lineup. Just for whatever reason, they seem to, you know, they have their little handoff play that they run every game pretty much right away when the other team isn't expecting it. And Tony Snell's not really a scorer. And in today's NBA, you need a guy or two that's going to be instant offense off the bench. And I think Tyreke Evans is a perfect example of that. You know, the Jamal Crawford type that just comes in, gets buckets.
That's all he does.
That's not Tony Snell's game.
No.
And that's not really Malcolm Brogdon's game either. But I think Malcolm's more of a scorer than a Tony Snell. So that bench could look different if you don't go ahead and make a move. You know, Tyreke Evans is being dangled. He's an expiring contract. So I don't know what Memphis thinks they're getting for him at $3.2 million for this just this year. I think they would love a first-round pick. I don't know. We'll see if that comes down at all as the trade deadline goes forward here. Asking you 414-799-1250, who do you consider to be the core of the Milwaukee Bucks? You can tweet at us at 1057FM The Fan. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan. Who do you consider to be the core of the Milwaukee Bucks, and how far can this core go? Let's check in with Bucks head coach Joe Prunty. He spoke after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 109-94 in Brooklyn today, kicking off a four-game road trip with a W, 29-23 on the season. Bucks interim head coach Joe Prunty spoke after the game. This one courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Guys will be reevaluated, and you know we'll know more as time goes by.
Coach, you came in talking.
Guys will be reevaluated, and you know we'll know more as time goes by.
Coach, you came in talking about you wanted to see improved rebounding. You guys have rebounded them 54-36. You got to like the effort, not just from John Henson, but the rest of your team.
Yeah, that was going to be the first name that comes to mind, right? You know, John with, I believe, 18. That's a great effort. But that is a big key for us. You know, we do need to rebound the ball, and we need everybody to do it.
What can you say about the way the Bledsoe kind of bounced back from the past couple games? Either he was out or limited or fouled out quickly. It just seemed like he was pretty good control today.
Yeah, no, he was really good. I mean, obviously the numbers 28-6 are very impressive, and I think he had four rebounds as well. But, you know, that's for us, that's the important thing. You know, we've had games here recently where, you know, Malcolm and Chris have good games or, you know, put up big numbers. Giannis puts up big numbers. You know, so Bled today, really nice job stepping up, played very well defensively. You know, he's always trying to work pressure the ball as much as he can, and it's a hard responsibility to run the team, score a little bit, but he played very well.
Early starts are always tough, but you guys came out and got straight to it. How are you all able to establish your pace from the very start?
It's interesting. I actually think this game was very similar to the game we just played against them, where we jumped out early, got a nice lead. You know, obviously it wasn't as big as the lead that we got at home, but, you know, then it's 20 or around 20, you know, in both games. And then in the third quarter, they make a run. And then in the fourth quarter, we respond. But it was good to see us come out with nice pace to our game. I thought that defensively we were very solid. Again, you know, points in the paint is one thing, but we just got to make sure we don't give up both points in the paint and the three ball.
Jabari is still around the 15-minute mark. What do you think about his second game back?
Another nice effort. And again, I think the biggest thing for him is the pace and the rhythm that he's playing with. Defensively, I thought he was solid again with his assignments. And that's not easy. That's one of the things timing-wise when you come back and the speed of the game. But I think he's done a very nice job of allowing the game to come to him. And he's making plays on both ends of the floor.
It looked like Giannis was trying to get loose again, and then you bumped it up. Was he going to possibly come back, and then the lead just got big again, or was it?
Yeah, no, we had talked, and we were pretty sure he wasn't going to be coming back. And then that, you know, that was at the end of the day. It was where the trainer lets me know, and then we make a decision from there. But as the lead did get up, yeah, then it didn't. There was no reason to.
were you told that he could have gone back in?
Basically the simple answer is he didn't go back in, made that decision, and pretty easy.
Joe, is there any word on if either guy's going to need an MRI?
That I don't know at this point.
What was the mindset you wanted to change within the place when you took over?
What was the main thing?
The state of play that you wanted to change when you took over?
I think for us, we're not trying to change the world in terms. It's very difficult, and so one of the things we're doing, in terms of right now how we're playing, I like the things that we're doing defensively in terms of covering for one another. I think we've defended the three well here, but I think a lot of that is just the energy and effort into what we're doing offensively. You're not trying to overhaul everything. It's too difficult to do that in a short amount of time, but moving the concepts that you need to keep being the same, set screens, roll hard to the basket after you do, share the basketball, get your spacing right.
This is the Milwaukee. Bledsoe, there it is for three. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, the ruler of taste. We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Head coach Joe Prunty there on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Kind of a non-answer on the Giannis injury there. Interesting. Kind of sounded like Giannis could have gone back in, but he didn't really want to commit to saying that. So... kind of seems like the Giannis injury is something we shouldn't necessarily be losing sleep over tonight. So that's good to hear. Bucks play again Tuesday night in New York. How many times this year have the Bucks played a team and then played them 4 days later? It seems like every week there's a team the Bucks haven't played, then all of a sudden they play them twice in a matter of 8 days or something. And it's tended to have gone bad for the Bucks in that scenario. So again, Bucks play Tuesday against the Knicks. Anthony and myself will be back right here, breaking it down on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show on the Fan Extra stream on Tuesday night after Bucks at Knicks. Jabari Parker spoke as well to the media after today's game. Bucks win 109-94. Here is Jabari Parker.
I feel good, man. It's always good to win, so that's the most important. And, Rome wasn't built in a day, so it's going to take some time.
How do you feel like you guys were able to just come out and establish the pace early with an early start? That's always not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, the starting five always does a great job in preparing the second unit to go in and help build on the lead. So, thank for them. And from then, we just kept the lead from there. Second unit did a good job maintaining it. They had a good run in the third quarter, but they ended it.
How do you feel like the second unit is playing? In the first half, you guys scored 24 of the 62 first half points.
Yeah, that's a good stat. Just the 24, 62 in the first. But we just got to stay on each other, stay on top of things and try to do our job because, our first unit is real good.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
Ruler of the backboard, well, it's an easy one today. Jonathan James Henson. You like that one? John Henson with 18 rebounds today, 7 offensive rebounds, and 2 blocks. John Henson with a big day today in Brooklyn, 19 points, 18 rebounds. And again, 2 blocks. He is the ruler of the backboard on today's Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. I'll tell this story real quick, Anthony. I know you enjoy it, that how I ruin my pizza oven every time I try to. Actually, it's happened twice. So obviously the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and expect different results. It's happened twice. And I know you backed me up the other night that I did it once and it might be a fluke. You do it again and there's a trend. So we won't be using our pizza oven to cook through all that cheese on the Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza anymore. I will be going with the conventional oven, but I love that pizza oven, so I'll never I'll never stop using that thing. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. Check in with Bucks Insider, or excuse me, our WSSB Basketball Insider, Gary Wolfel. On the other side of the break, this is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, presented again by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Bucks win 109-94.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
Time now for the X Factor of the game on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Mayor Mitch Ross here alongside Anthony Mandela, other side of the glass as well. Check in a couple of minutes here with WSSP Basketball Insider Gary Wolfel. Get you Chili's MVB as well before we get out of here after the Bucks' victory today. The X Factor today, I'm going to go with the Bucks rebounding today. Obviously, it was a big talking point in the last 48 hours or so as the Milwaukee Bucks heavily out-rebounded despite the victory on Friday night. Now they turn the tables, this time mainly led by John Henson's performance today. He had 19 and 18 today, the big man in the middle for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks out-rebound the Nets 54-36. I believe I misspoke earlier in the show as to that rebound total, but the Bucks did out-rebound Brooklyn 54-36 on the day, and John Henson arguably is your X factor as well with 19 and 18 for the Bucks. Eric Bledsoe taken off in the fourth quarter as well after Giannis went down with an injury. Again, the last segment we heard head coach Joe Prunty with a little bit of an update, kind of a non-answer that Giannis kind of seemed like he could come back in, but didn't really want to commit to saying that either. So Giannis hopefully will be good to go for Tuesday night. Again, Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show on the Fan Extra stream, the entire show on Tuesday night. So good for you guys, commercial free. Call up all you want, 414-799-1250. We'll get you in as much as possible. Again, Tuesday night coming up here on the Fan Extra stream after Bucks and Knicks. Let's check in with Bucks Insider, WSSP Basketball Insider, Gary Wolfel.
Now, a Bucks postgame update from Fan Insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Let's bring him in now on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. He is our WSSP Basketball Insider Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal Times. Gary, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for a couple of minutes.
No, anytime. Doing well, thank you.
So we've gotten a couple callers from Rice Lake today. The Bucks trade for Henry Ellenson and I don't know it?
Well, they should have, you know, let's hope.
Maybe he can grab a couple of rebounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to take too much of your time here on Henry Ellenson, but I've talked to a few people in the organization.
How's he doing?
They love him. Some of the players think he's really good, not just good, really good. And, you know, Van Gundy has a tendency not to play young players. So if he stays focused and stays on the right track, he's going to be pretty good someday.
Well, let's hope so. We're rooting for him here in the state of Wisconsin. Asking listeners today, Gary, who do you consider to be the core of the Bucks, and, you know, how far can it go? Who in your mind is untouchable for the Bucks this season?
Giannis, and that's it.
Giannis, and that's it. That's the end of the list.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Bucks, you know, if they got the right offers for anybody else, would be willing to make a deal. I mean, they seem to have a good foundation in place now with Middleton, Bledsoe, Giannis, and Parker, and we'll see where they go from there. I mean, the trading deadline is February 8th. And
clock's ticking.
The clock is ticking, and there's a lot of talk going around the league now. Whether that translates into a lot of action, who knows, but in all the years I've covered the NBA, it seems like every team is ready to wheel and deal, including some of the top teams.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like Cleveland is kind of the team that might start the ball rolling. It just seems like with every loss that piles up for them, they're probably going to get more and more desperate. Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, you're talking about the clock ticking. The clock's ticking on Cleveland. I mean, there's, you know, I think most people in the NBA believe that LeBron's going to leave Cleveland. So I'm sure their owner and their management is well aware that they got to win now. So,
well, they're just in such a rough position. I hope it doesn't get to this point with the Bucks where, yeah, it seems like everybody in NBA circles knows that LeBron is heading to LA or wherever he's going to go. Mm-hmm. And you can't trade LeBron James. I mean, you just, how do you? No. I mean, how do you? How would you say that? You can't trade LeBron James as much as it would be the smart move, you know, to just get something for him.
Fortunately, the owner lives in Michigan, so
yeah.
he wouldn't have to worry about stepping foot in Cleveland.
Yeah, he can sort of keep it at arm's length and not have to face any venom from the Cleveland fan base. Because I mean, you can't trade LeBron. But what about the Bucks here? What are you hearing? Anything big man wise? You know, who would be your guy?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I mean. I hate to sound like a broken record because I started with this, you know, a couple months ago about DeAndre Jordan. But DeAndre Jordan, to me, is not worth the money that they would have to invest in him to
right.
keep him. And
it's that next contract that just scares you. And
yeah, I don't know if you know this, Mitch, but he wants the max. And the max for a guy with his number of years in the NBA is like 5 years, $208 million.
Oh, my gosh. Know?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the Bucks owners, I don't think you want to do that move at all.
For a guy who's probably going to get you 8 or 9 points, but he will get you 15 rebounds a game probably. He'll pretty much lead the league in rebounds. So that would take care of a lot of the problems, but I would prefer just a shrewd move. You know, maybe stand pat, get Malcolm healthy. You know, actually, I think standing pat would be a mistake, but I think just getting another big body to soak up some minutes competently is probably the best course of action, and just try to ride it out with Jabari. Jabari's a good rebounder. You know, him being back is huge. I mean, do you like what you've seen so far in the two games from Jabari?
I absolutely love what I've seen from yeah. Jabari. I didn't think he was going to be this good, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he was a little shy on Friday, but you know, he's still drawing. I mean, the drawing fouls left and right, and he looks like same old Jabari.
I mean, he's a scoring machine. He's playing 50 minutes a game, and he's scoring double digits without
right.
even forcing the issue. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing that we were talking about Jordan. I mean, to me, if they trade Parker, it's just a major, major mistake.
I honestly think it would be a mistake, too. We talked about it throughout the show here today. I think that Giannis and probably Jabari are your untouchables going forward. I don't know how we'll have to see if Middleton can sort of figure out his spot in the pecking order. The proverbial pecking order of the team, but I don't know. I think it's Giannis and Jabari and for absolute untouchables, and I think Malcolm Brogdon is actually right behind those guys. I really like Malcolm. I think he's built, like he seems like he's reshaped his body, and he's gotten himself to the point where, you know, he's a good 6'5", and he's almost unstoppable coming down the lane too, and he can shoot the ball a little bit. I think Malcolm's right there with you, obviously
yeah.
the reigning rookie of the year. So I think outside
yeah,
of those guys,
yeah,
if you got to do a
you.
Deal, I would, you know, if Middleton had to go, you know, at some point, I probably wouldn't be crushed.
No, I mean, and let's face it, Chris Middleton's a pretty good player.
He is.
To me, he's a fringe all-star.
He is.
But, you know, I mean, you got to look at the chemistry aspects of it, too. And, you know, Jabari, and if they decide to roll with Jabari and with Giannis, so this guy's going to take up the bulk of shots. And, you know, whether Chris Middleton's going to be receptive to being the third man in that pecking order, you know, who knows?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Gary, thanks a lot for a couple of minutes. We'll catch you down at the Bradley Center when the Bucks are back in town in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, there
Take
he is.
Care.
Yep, you too. There he is. Our WSSP basketball insider, Gary Wolfel, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Great Midwest Bank is committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
Hey, Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
Your Chili's MVB for today's Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show is the Bucks win 109-94. Chuck and Winkler will ask you tomorrow morning at 8:35. And the first person to correctly identify this name we give you will earn free food from Chili's tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler. Let's go with John Henson today, 19-18. 7 offensive rebounds. Rebounding has been a big talking point over the weekend, with the Bucks being out-rebounded heavily on Friday, despite getting the victory, and they also out-rebounded Brooklyn significantly today, 54-36, mainly led by our guy, Jonathan Henson. 19 points, 18 rebounds for John Henson, your Chili's MVB. That's going to do it for us here today on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Bucks win 109-94 today. My thanks to Anthony Mandela, other side of the glass. Mayor Mitch Ross here filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on this Super Bowl Sunday. Snowy, now sunny Sunday afternoon. It was rough getting here, I'll tell you. But we've made it through, and it looks like it's sunny outside. So maybe going to enjoy this sunshiny day as we head over to watch the Super Bowl. If you guys are out and about, be safe. Again, the roads are a little rough. Bucks win 109-94. Talk to you Tuesday night after Bucks and Knicks. That one's on the Fan Extra stream. After the Bucks and Knicks on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, Mitch Ross again signing off, and we'll say have yourselves a lovely afternoon. Bucks win 109-94. Back at it Tuesday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.